Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Acts chapter 4, verses 8 to 12. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel. It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." For much of his experience as a disciple of Jesus during the Lord's ministry, Peter must have struggled with the question, "Do I have what it takes?" Like the time when Jesus was about to be put on trial, Jesus told Peter, "Tonight you are going to deny me 3 times. Peter responded, "Even if everyone falls away, I never will." He wanted to prove that he had what it takes, that he was a true disciple. So when Jesus was brought to trial, Peter followed behind, warming himself outside by a fire. A servant girl came up to him and asked, "Are you one of Jesus' followers?" Peter denied it, not just once, but 3 times. Peter felt like a failure. He didn't have what it takes. So he went out and wept bitterly. But then, after Jesus died and rose from the dead, he came to Peter and reinstated him as his disciple. Now, in the book of Acts, we see a whole new side of Peter. He is no longer relying on his own strength. He is filled with the Holy Spirit. He is no longer trying to prove himself, but testifies boldly to the truth that Jesus is the only Savior from sin. Now it's your turn. You don't need to prove that you have what it takes. In Christ, you have a new identity. He has filled you with the Holy Spirit. Now you can follow Peter's example. You can live for God's glory and boldly testify your faith in Jesus, the one and only Savior. Lord Jesus, forgive my pride. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, that I might live for your glory and boldly testify that you are the Savior. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.